call received from Home Care Agency.
Home Care, this is Shandell. How can I help you?
Yes, hi. I'm calling to get some information about your services, please. Can you tell me what your minimums are and your fees? I need somebody. I'm going to be discharged from a rehab center on Wednesday, and I would like to line up somebody who could help me with home care.
Yes, sure. Are you on Medicaid?
Medicare.
Okay, so it's a Medicaid program. So if you're on Medicaid, we can help you, or if you would consider private pay.
It would have to be private pay.
Okay. Just to make sure, did you maybe if you qualify for Medicaid, we can help you enroll. Did you ever try applying for Medicaid?
I'm pretty sure I would not make the cut.
You wouldn't qualify?
I don't think so, no.
Okay. How many hours a week are you looking, do you need a caregiver for?
Well, I was thinking maybe 3 hours, three times a week, something like that.
For 9 hours? So usually we do 10 hours minimum a week. Would you do 10 hours?
Minimum of 10 hours in a week?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just jotting down notes. Minimum 10 hours.
If you mentioned before you're looking for 3 hours three times a week, we might be able to do 9 hours.
Okay, that would be good. Or, something similar to that. It doesn't necessarily have to be carved in stone like that. But I think 3 hours at a time would work with my schedule and my needs. I don't really need too much, but I'm sure I could keep a woman busy with what I've got going. What do you charge per hour?
It's between 30 to 35 an hour.
30 to 35?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And the things that I would like to help with are like light housekeeping and laundry, some meal preparation, reminder for my pills,
mm-hmm.
and maybe take the trash out to
mm-hmm,
the curb
sure.
and bring,
yeah,
and bring the trash. Okay.
Yeah, where are you located?
I live in Coatesville.
What's the zip code?
19320.
In Coatesville? In Chester County?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so if you would like, we service that area, so we could go ahead and I could take your information. We could start to set up the services, so hopefully as soon as you're discharged, we have a caregiver for you.
Okay, I'm going to be leaving on Wednesday, late in the afternoon, so I would need somebody probably Thursday or Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need any nursing care. I'm fine with that. It's just I'm using a walker now because I have a history of falling, and that's my main problem. So I just want to make sure that I get help with all the other things so that I don't have to push, my mobility.
Mm-hmm.
So
sure.
I wanted to mention that I got your name from Lorraine Halpin.
Uh-huh.
Do you know who Lorraine? She lives in Hillview.
I'm not sure. Is she receiving services with our agency?
Yes, she said that her husband was terminal and that you helped her a lot, and that several other people in our neighborhood. We all live in Hillview.
Okay, I'm not sure. It might be.
And,
I'm not familiar with all of the patients, so.
Okay, and she said to mention Bob. Evidently she knows Bob.
Mm-hmm. Who's Bob? Is from
Doesn't ring a bell.
I'm not familiar
Pardon
with
me?
any Bob. No, I'm not familiar with any Bob.
Does Bob own the company?
No, there is no Bob in the company.
Who? What is the name of the owner?
I'm not sure what's the difference. I'm not sure. What do you need that information? I mean, we're a home care agency, family first, and we can help you if you need a caregiver.
Okay. Well, that's fine. She just said she wanted to say hello to Bob, but if he's not there.
No, there is no
hello.
Bob here. It might be somewhere else. I'm not sure, but there is no Bob here, but...
Okay, you are Bright Star.
What?
Correct? Yes?
What?
The name of your company?
You reach Family First Home Care.
Family First, okay.
Yeah. But we can help you. We could send you a caregiver.
Okay, good. All right. Let me find out more details about when I'm leaving, and I'll have to get back to you.
Okay. So do you want to start applying for services so as soon as you're discharged, you can have a caregiver for you?
Well, I have to talk to my family first. I don't want to make the decision right now.
Okay, no problem.
I'm making notes.
So do you want to take my number down, or?
Well, I thought you called it. All right, yes. Give me your number, please.
267. 551-7427. What's your name?
267. My name is Joan.
Mm-hmm. I could text you if you would like.
Sure. My phone number is 610-662-2901.
Okay, I'll send you a text. You can call me back or text me if you're interested in applying. We can help you.
Okay, thank you so much.
Sure. Okay,
bye.